This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rugby, North Dakota is our broadcast location today. Gooseneck Implement, right along Highway 2. Beautiful new location. Humongous. And hosting a massive auction that'll take place next Wednesday. An unreserved public auction pre-harvest surplus sale right here at the Gooseneck Implement location in Rugby. We're going to be telling you about that as we go throughout the day. Great facility and a great company. Great place to work. A lot of things to tell you about for our friends at Gooseneck Implement today on What's On Your Mind. My thanks to the entire, the whole region, really, County, but certainly the folks up in Antler and the Bottineau County Farm Bureau and all the folks that joined us last night for the big steak fry up in Antler. What a great, great time. Put a lot of pictures up on Facebook so you can check that out. I think it was a big success. Lots of new members, lots of conversation, and really enjoyed meeting some new friends. So look forward to being up there another time. Busy program today on this Wednesday. As I mentioned, we'll tell you a little bit about what's happening at Gooseneck Implement and want you to circle on your calendar next Wednesday to join them here in Rugby for that big auction. We also are going to chat at the bottom of the hour with Kelly Armstrong. Kelly is, of course, state senator from Dickinson. He's also the chair of the Republican Party in North Dakota. He's in Cleveland, Ohio, where the Republican convention takes place next week. And, of course, as a state party chair, you end up in the middle of all of a lot of decisions related to the rules and the platform and things that are happening related to what the delegates will be voting on next week. There's been some push to try and say, hey, is there a candidate that could replace Donald Trump? I think that's fizzled, but we'll find out. Also, the platform, pretty important, really, because you want to make sure that the Republican Party platform is consistent with the grassroots faithful out here in our part of North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, Nebraska. Our listeners make up this part of the world, and we want to make sure you're well represented in that platform as well, so we'll talk with them about that. Then it's Wednesday, so of course that means Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us on the program for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Looking forward to that. Do that every Wednesday. Your questions, your comments, welcome for him. Our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline for you to give us your comments today on any and all topics, including the really important question of the day. Todd, the radio guy, Mitchell, are you ready for the big question?
What is the really important question of the day?
Where's the best French fries? Where's your go-to place on French fries?
The best French fries ever.
You've slowed down on
that. I have to think about that one.
I thought you'd say Big Boy in 10 seconds. I really did. I didn't think there'd be any hesitation.
I love them. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, those are very good. Yeah, very, very good. Well, think about that question. I have that question on Facebook. That'll be our social media question of the day. It's a really important one. We only ask it because it's National French Fry Day. National French Fry Day. That's right. So it's a day you ought to think about that. And we're kind of partial to our fries. Maybe it's because we grow spuds around here. That could be, too. Third Street Station in Rugby, they tell me, has the best French fries. And you know what? I'll have to verify that for you. I'll take one for the team after the program today and find out. Maybe I'll French fry my way back home by just finding the best French fries in every little community all throughout the region. That'd be kind of fun. Let's see. What else have we got for you today? I want to tell you, we're brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Oil Can Program. Find them on Facebook and online. We're gearing up for Cookfest next week. This is going to be so darn fun, you can't even believe it. And it's become a little summer tradition for me, and I hope it becomes a summer tradition for you and your family as well. They're like mini fairs. They really are mini little traveling fairs because there's free food, great barbecue, there's all kinds of prizes that you don't pay a zillion dollars for like you do at the county fair. I really want to win that elephant, so I'm going to keep throwing that ball at $3 a throw. None of that. It's all free, and they just hand you the goodies. I mean, coolers and koozies and just all kinds of really neat things. So I still use every day when I'm feeding the dogs a scooper I got from last year, I think, out at South Hart. So, you know, just kind of things you don't even think about. But so there's freebies, there's free music, and there's the Bach and Forward information sessions that are happening as well. So it's great. I want to thank our friends from Choice Financial for bringing you our special broadcast next week. Tuesday, Mandaree. Wednesday, we'll be down in Newtown at the marina for the Bach and Rocks Fishing Derby. And then Thursday, we'll be in Stanley. And Choice Financial, people first. That's what they're all about. They give back to the communities. There's a lot of great stories and examples of that on their website, choicefinancialgroup.com/peoplefirst. Check those out. Also, their Facebook page. You may say Choice Financial, if you're in Western North Dakota, they're new to the area, but their roots run very deep in North Dakota, over 100 years that they've been serving, and they're North Dakota's number one ag lender as well. Choice Financial, people first, bringing you our broadcast as well as Crestwood. We look forward to others bringing you lots of fun stories from next week. So mark it on your calendar, and we'll see you there. All right. Before we find out what's on your mind, and I do want to find out what's on your mind today, we're going to do a lot of that with Congressman Kevin Cramer today. I remain very frustrated by what's happening in the Black Lives Matter efforts and protests. The latest being, I don't know if you saw this, but they shut down traffic in the Twin Cities today. Rush hour, they plan a protest blocking roads and highways and interstates, and a big mess in the Twin Cities. That's a nice way to get your point across, isn't it? Make people late for work. You know, make ambulances have to take a longer route to the hospital. I'm sure people are going, you know what, now maybe I agree with them. And, you know, I would say about folks on whatever side you find yourself on this issue, I am of the opinion, as I was on Friday, as I was on Monday, as I am on Tuesday and today on Wednesday, that we're all missing the much bigger issue. And finally, I heard a president of the United States named Barack Obama begin to understand that very thing. That soaring rhetoric about, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon Martin, that has fueled this and caused people to enter the fray and want to, you know, riot, harm people, break things, steal things, and think that's going to avoid your cause, you know, advance your cause, to maybe recognize that's not the way. And we got to get to a better way. So I don't know if you saw any of this yesterday, but the president was joined by Michelle Obama. The vice president was there, joined by his wife. George W. Bush was there with his wife, the police chief there. And I pulled out some words that I think are pretty close to some of the root issue, and they come from President Obama. So when I'm critical for good reason, I also want to be praiseworthy for good reason. And I thought these deserve some praise. See if you agree with me. Roll a couple of those comments, Todd.
Can we do this? Can we find the character as Americans to open our hearts to each other? Can we see in each other a common humanity and a shared dignity and recognize how our different experiences have shaped us? And it doesn't make anybody perfectly good or perfectly bad. It just makes us human. I don't know. I confess that sometimes I too experience doubt. I've been to too many of these things. I've seen too many families go through this. But then I am reminded of what the Lord tells Ezekiel. I will give you a new heart, the Lord says, and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh.
That's unbelievable to me. For one, the president's not fond of quoting scripture. He does it on occasion, but far less than other presidents have done. But the scripture he chose, in my mind, is perfect. Well, in my mind, this is about hard hearts. And what melts a heart? Love for fellow man. He's talking opening our hearts to each other. Now, if you're on one side or the other of this, you can say, yeah, what about they need to open their hearts? Forget it. Smile at somebody. Have a conversation with somebody. That's the only way that's going to end this. Not more gun control. This makes no sense. Here's more of the comment. And here he even is, in my mind, a little more humble about all of his rhetoric to this point. Roll that next cut, Todd.
I've seen how inadequate words can be in bringing about lasting change. I've seen how inadequate my own words have been. And so I'm reminded of a passage in John's Gospel, let us love not with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. If we're to sustain the unity we need to get through these difficult times, if we are to honor these five outstanding officers who we lost, then we will need to act on the truths that we know. And that's not easy. It makes us uncomfortable. But we're going to have to be honest with each other and ourselves. We know that the overwhelming majority of police officers do an incredibly hard and dangerous job fairly and professionally. They are deserving of our respect and not our scorn.
That's pretty good, folks. That's pretty good. I'm only sad it comes a few months before the guy is out of office, before he recognizes you can talk all you want, but unless you place things into action, it's not going to happen. He said it twice about how words are not adequate, and then my own words are not adequate. Standard listeners say, I disagree with Obama 99.9% of the time, but that first clip gave me goosebumps. Did me too, because it's exactly what's needed, and he's recognizing that, which I think is fantastic. Tom in West Fargo wants to weigh in on this. Glenn in Mandan, too. We'll get to you. We're going to meet the good folks from Gooseneck Implement in Rugby next as well. Talk about a big sale you want to be at next week right here in Rugby. And much more coming up on What's On Your Mind live from Gooseneck Implement in Rugby today on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to bump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybean. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engines, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injector pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 74 cents per bushel. Biodiesel is available at more than 20 locations in North Dakota. To find a supplier near you, log on to ndsoybeans.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Big Flipper Hotline for your comments. Welcome today at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. You know, a lot of you have already done business with the region's largest premium retailer, Verizon Wireless. The name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. But did you know that V-Mobile, Verizon, is more than just phones and tablets? Have you heard about Hum by Verizon? It's the perfect tool to make your car smarter and safer. I'm not so smart, and sometimes I'm not as safe as I should be. So if my car is smarter and safer, I'm better off. Roadside assistance, diagnostics, maintenance reminders, vehicle locator, hands-free Bluetooth calling. And for a limited time, if your teen is getting their license, you can get the Hum equipment. The activation fee and 3 months of service back as a bill credit. So get Hum and go, and you're going to find B-Mobile everywhere. They're up in Botno. I was in Minot the other day. They have locations all throughout Minot. They're in Bismarck. They're in Grand Forks. They're in Fargo. They're in Williston. They're in Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake in North Dakota, and then over Minnesota, Bemidji, Thief River, and Detroit Lakes. To find a location near you, bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. All right, we had a caller want to tell us about French fries and one about Black Lives Matter. Tom in West Fargo, you're first. And by the way, I want your take, and we'll spend some time on this with Congressman Kramer today next hour. But I want you to think about this. And, you know, I turned on Fox News bright and early this morning. Actually, stayed at the Cobblestone in Botno last night. And I turned the TV on, and the first thing I see is the president talking about gun control at that event yesterday. And my head nearly exploded. And that's not uncommon when I'm watching President Obama on TV, because I thought, you know, look, that's advancing your agenda at a prayer service. Come on, don't do that. And then I did a little digging and found these other clips. And on the way down here today to rugby, I turned on MSNBC, and they're talking about this great speech. And I'm thinking, great speech? Gun control? I've heard that speech. You know, it does it weekly. And I know this will cause some people to call, but I started to think, you know, maybe Fox News, you know, ought to recognize when the president says something that is worthy of being said. And trust me, 0.1% of what he says, is you know, judging by what we've had so far, is worthy of praise. But when that happens, that's news to me. The president's comments that I just played for you are very newsworthy and lead me to believe why MSNBC would say it was a great speech and things that have been written about it were a great speech. Fox News, talking about the gun control side. So just be wary of that a little bit, that we don't get wrapped up into just kind of always thinking exactly the way we think. Don't be afraid to branch out a little bit. And I usually go over to MSNBC to have my blood boil. But today, you know, it was sort of in reverse. So I just say that, and I'm going to spend a little time talking about that with Kevin today on the program. Tom in West Fargo, tell me where the best French fries are, because I know that's the most important thing on your mind today, right?
Well, no, I actually called in because of the French fries. Does the place have to be in North Dakota?
Well, no, but, you know, I mean, because somewhere in the region where we actually could take advantage of these fries would be okay.
Okay. Well, that'll be a lot harder. It's in Texas. So I guess you could do it when you're down in Frisco, because NDSU is going to, you know, they're going to go down there again. So what a burger.
Whataburger.
The last time I was down there, that was a few years ago, they had outstanding French fries.
National chain, though, but I hear you. They're good fries. We'll add that one to the list, Tom. Have you ever eaten at TNT Cafe? It's something different now in West Fargo, since you're in West Fargo?
I have not eaten there since it's changed hands, no.
All right, well, give that one a shot, maybe, and see if it compares with Whataburger. Appreciate the call. I'm going to get another in here before we chat with our guest. Kevin in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Scott, you know, I think you're being played here. The president, you found some clips in here after 7.5 years, you know, and you've talked about it. After every tragedy comes out on the wrong side of history, you know, and blames racism. But I think his goal here, this is straight out of Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. His goal here, ultimately, and is to take over the police departments across the country.
I didn't hear that in the speech yesterday. I didn't hear him talk about it. I'm just saying, if he says something that's worthy of praise, shouldn't we say, hey, good, thank you? What he said there is hard to argue with, isn't it?
It's hard to argue with, but here's the thing. The very next day he's in Washington thinking about what they can do, you know, to, let's see, build relationships between police forces in your communities. And I'm not saying that's not an issue. But you got to know where this guy's coming from, right? And now all of a sudden there's some clips out there for the other side. The glowing reviews he's getting from the mainstream media, and sadly, some people on our side, Scott, including you, I'm afraid, thinks that this was some kind of, you know, hallelujah moment for this guy. I'm sorry, it's not. He's got other...
Okay, well, we don't know. You, unless you have some sort of direct path to his heart, you don't know. I, you know, I'm suspect because he talks so much and there's not much action to back it up. But I'm going to say when he says what he said, way to go. Because to me, that's exactly what's needed right now. Appreciate it, Kevin. Thank you very much. We'll chat more about this. I mentioned Congressman Cramer will be here a little later on as well. We'll chat more about it. We're at Gooseneck Implement today in Rugby, North Dakota, getting set for a big event next week. And Kevin Borwood is here, who's the COO and General Manager of Gooseneck Implement. How are you, Kevin?
Doing really well, Scott. Thanks for letting us participate in your show today.
Well, thanks for having us. It's an honor to be here, and you got a beautiful new facility here.
Thank you. Yeah, we're very impressed with the building. It's very well organized. Just really happy with how it turned out. Turned out excellent. So
it really did. I've driven by it before and went, wow. You know, you can't help but crane your neck and say, that's quite the building.
Yeah.
Your biggest, right?
What's that?
It's your biggest
now
of all
the
of them?
Most square feet building that we got out of the 8 locations. That's correct.
What's a building like this allow you to do?
Well, we set up our own equipment. It helps us do the technician work or the service work on customers' equipment, plus the trade-ins that we bring in. It's great for aftermarket on the parts and service side of it, and also we do a lot of whole goods sales, and we do some lawn and garden business, and it just gives us a lot of opportunity to do a lot of things.
Your folks were in the business? Up in
Kenmare.
You bought the business from them.
Yep.
One store, and now it's grown into...
We have 8 locations now. We're in the northwestern part of North Dakota. We got a great area, a great AOR, and man, the crops look good around here. You know, the crops have been really nice for quite a while, but they look extremely good this year.
How do we get the crops and the prices to look good, right? We got one part of the equation going okay, right?
We just got to get the other side working now, too.
Honesty, it's been a little bit tough, but we're a hardy bunch around here, right? I mean, you concerned about that?
You know, no, it's probably more back to normal to a certain degree. You know, we're pretty fortunate. You know, we had some exceptionally good years. Things were going really well. We always want one more year. You know, everybody wants that one more year of good things going on, but it's maybe a little bit more back to normal now. And so we just got to take opportunity and advantages of what's going on and go from there, I guess.
You have great facilities here. I'm looking forward to finding out about a little bit of an event you got. You're going to move out some inventory next week, right?
Yes, we have decided to have an auction sale, and we're partnering with Ritchie Brothers. I'm really excited about this auction sale because, guys, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of good equipment on this auction sale. We're not having a consignment sale. We're not bringing in a bunch of stuff from all over the world. This is Gooseneck Implements inventory. A lot of this stuff has been reconditioned. We've done the inspections on it. If you drive around our lot, it looks really good, and it looks like new.
I can attest to that. I'm telling you what, looks like some new iron out here. It's sharp right along Highway 2. Check it out. Hang tight, Kevin. We'll talk more on the other side of the break about the big auction, which, by the way, is 1 week from today on the 20th. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
People first. That's what Choice Financial does. They put people first, and they're very proud to sponsor our Bakken Locks Cookfest coverage. We'll be in Mandaree on Tuesday the 19th, Stanley on Thursday the 21st. It's free and open to the public. Free food, great barbecue right off the grill, free music, and lots of free prizes. Choice Financial. People first. Now in Western North Dakota, too. And we'll see you at the Bakken Locks Cookfest in Mandaree and Stanley, July 19th and 21st.
I'm Ensign James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Yeah, the president did. I agree with your comment. He said some good things yesterday. But remember, he's the same person that said you can keep your health care with Obamacare. Your prices will go down. And he talked out of both sides of his mouth. He's just whatever the people want to hear. That's all.
I hear you. We have lots of comments rolling in on this. We're going to spend a lot of time on that next hour as well, so stay tuned. Welcome your comments. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, of course, 800-228-0550. And when you call, you have the option of pressing 1 to leave a message, as some have done, or 2 to chat with us live on the air. If you want to get this off your chest and say it, you can call 24-7-855-200-1776. I think what's significant about the president's comments is that he's recognizing his words have been inadequate. He's saying, hey, I've sort of blown this, right? I've said this, and then that's not happened. So maybe we've got to do a reset here. That's what I think is significant. Because I agree with you. It isn't enough to say anything. It's not enough just to say it. You got to have some action behind it. And that's what I think the whole Trump movement is about. People are tired of politicians just saying they're going to fix things. And then they don't. So when somebody talks, it's blah, blah, blah. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. You're not going to fix it. And so... I agree with you. I want more. I'm just saying you can't look at everything President Obama has said as president, everything he said about the Black Lives Matter and all these confrontations with police, and not think those comments are not significantly different than anything he's ever done before. And to me, that's worthy of saying thank you, Mr. President. I want to say thank you, Mr. President. You can say, oh, BS, I don't believe it. Fine, but that's what I'm going to say. All right, we're going to check in Cleveland, two of North Dakota's finest. Kelly Armstrong, chair of the Republican Party, and Kelly Schmidt, our state treasurer, have been toiling all week on rules and the platform and all ahead of all of the delegates swarming at Cleveland next week. We're going to check in with them in just a little bit. Meantime, we're in Rugby today, Gooseneck Implement. I love being out and about, love being in great cities like Rugby, North Dakota. I think this might be our first broadcast in Rugby and our first from Gooseneck Implement, and I'm enjoying it very much. Chatting with Kevin Borrood here, who's the COO and general manager of the Gooseneck Implement locations. I guess your father would be the founder, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep. That's
family correct. Business. Been around a long time. And one of your partners, Andrew Armstrong, is going to join us a little bit. Tell us about this beautiful new store you got here, too, which I'm looking forward to. I want you to just tell me a little bit more about the auction before I chat with our next guest, because we didn't get a chance to finish that on the other side of the break. What's different about this auction than a lot of the auctions folks are seeing?
I think what's really great about our auction is we got a good selection of equipment. We got every piece of equipment that most farmers use that's on our lot, whether it's combines, tractors, loader tractors, balers, mower conditioners, augers, lawn and garden equipment for everybody. It's just a selection. I don't know what we would have that you wouldn't be looking for.
So this isn't a consignment where you're out saying,
that's
bring us
correct.
Whatever you're trying to peddle. This is trade-ins you've taken.
And I'm really focused on the aftermarket business, and we've done an excellent job. I know we make some mistakes once in a while, but when you come and buy one of these combines that's on this lot, it's been gone through, it's been greased, it's been serviced. If it needed knives in the chopper, if it needed rotor or feeder chain or anything like that, that's been done. And the stuff that we haven't done anything to, you're going to know. We're going to let you know during the sale. So we're not trying to pull a fast one here, guys. There's a lot of nice equipment on this sale. And we're going to have the work orders. You can go on Ritchie Brothers online and look up what's been done to that equipment. And that's what we've done to it. Now, a lot of the stuff we brought in from customers that bring their stuff in every year to work on. And when they bring that stuff in, we can't show what has been done at that time. But this is all local machinery. 90% of this is local. Guys, it's from our AR. We know a lot about it. We're not buying it at other places or anything like that. So if you drive through this lot right now, I tell you what, there's just a lot of good-looking, nice equipment that's ready to go to the field.
And we're not just talking combines and tractors all the way down to you know, smaller lawn and garden tractors,
that's
right?
Correct. That's just exactly right, Scott.
Yeah, so there's a big selection of big and small, and it's also an unreserved public auction.
That's right. It's, there's no minimum bid on it. It's, everything's going to go. We've committed to that. We've got a great partnership with Ritchie Brothers. I think they're going to do they've been doing a great job on the marketing side of it. So that looks really good. And also, we're going to have a ramp sale, they call it. So people, we're going to have about 400 to 500 chairs inside our shop. And then we're going to have big screens. And then people are going to be driving the equipment on the east side of the building up on this ramp so you can hear it run, put the machine in gear, and so you don't have to go outside. You have the opportunity to go outside and look at the equipment, but it's all going to be done inside the building. And then the tillage equipment and all the other stuff, that'll be done inside the building too. You have the opportunity to go out, look at it, get the lot number off of it. If you get the lot number off of it, you can go in and get the work order and see what's been done to that piece of equipment. So there's just a lot of good things about this sale. I've been to consignment sales, guys. This is not a consignment sale.
Wednesday, July 20th, 9 a.m. You can bid in person or online. On-site registration starts Monday. And if you need more information, of course, give them a call right here. They'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have. 701-852-4667 is the number. 701-852-4667. So I'm just looking at
I think another thing, Scott, is, you know,
it's just unbelievable. You got a lot of 2013, 14, 12s, and 10s is some newer equipment here, too.
Yeah, a lot of newer equipment.
What were you going to say? Sorry.
And another thing, it starts at 9, and we're going to do a lot of our pallets and the smaller stuff early. But, you know, the major stuff will probably be getting going around 10:30, 11 o'clock. So don't think you're going to come here and have lunch and wish you would have been here earlier. Please get here early. Take a look at everything. We got a great lot. We got a great location. If it raining, don't worry about the rain. The lot is amazing. You won't know if it rained 4 inches outside. You can get out and walk around, look at everything. You won't get your feet muddy. It's just a great location, and we're really excited about having this.
Fantastic. Thanks for chatting with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Going to meet some more of your crew as we go throughout the day here from Gooseneck Implement in Rugby today on What's on Your Mind. Hey, let's head to Cleveland. Kelly Armstrong, the state party chair. Kelly Schmidt, the state treasurer, have been busy all week, and it's a lot going on ahead of the actual convention itself that sometimes behind the scenes you don't know about. Kelly Armstrong, are you there?
I am here, Scott. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, glad to have you. Hi, and Kelly Schmidt, you there too?
Good morning, Scott. We're here.
Kelly S. and Kelly A. today. So, Kelly A., tell me the highlight of the week so far.
I had the honor of co-chairing the Energy, Ag, and Environment Subcommittee on the platform committee. So that was a tremendous honor, and it was a great opportunity to get pro-energy policy into the national RNC platform.
And was there anything you came to Cleveland to say, we need to add this, we need to tweak this, that you're most excited about?
Yeah, I offered one amendment, and that amendment was to protect our independent oil producers and American energy against market manipulation by nationalized oil companies nationalized oil like OPEC and other nationalized industries. That amendment got in, is actually in the RNC platform, so that was a pretty cool thing for me, I thought, and for the state of North Dakota and oil and gas producers.
Absolutely. Are the rules, the battle over the rules, and the folks that have been the sort of never Trump crowd kind of dominating a lot of the discussion of the pre-convention gatherings?
No. You know, we're not seeing a lot of that, Scott. And I'll tell you what, I think there's an effort to try and stir it, but we're just not seeing that. People are here. We're here to roll up our sleeves and get to work and try to make this country get back on track. And we're just not, I'm not seeing it unless Kelly's seeing something different.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's people talking in the rules and things like that, but I've been very impressed with the cooperation between the Trump campaign and the RNC up until this point. They've been working together very well, so.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Curly Haugland, for instance, has been longtime member of the Republican Party leadership in North Dakota, has had this delegate unbound discussion, and I know has been pushing that. There's been a Never Trump movement, and it seems to me from afar it's fizzling. I was just kind of curious, interesting to hear you say, Kelly Schmidt, that it's you don't see much of it, so maybe people are just seeing the writing on the wall, and either we unite behind Trump or we lose. Is that your sense?
I think that's it. You know, everyone has a different idea of how we can get there. But I think once you get into a room and you start talking about ideas and you come to some consensus, we're all on the same page. I mean, we really want to turn this country around. And I had the opportunity to serve on the Economic and Jobs Committee, and it's the same theme. It's simplifying the tax code. It's the minimum wage issues. It's the national debt. Those are all the things that we all want to accomplish. And I just didn't feel any encroachment, any discussion that came between our committee and the Trump folks was very respectful and more on a, you know, just making sure we're educating each other. But it's been a real positive experience.
What's your best takeaway? I know you were working on some platform issues. So what things on the platform were you watching most closely? And also, I'm kind of curious where, if any, there were some significant fights, Kelly.
Well, the big thing for me has been, you know, I believe we've got to do something with the Dodd-Frank. Dodd-Frank has affected all of our financial institutions, whether they're in North Dakota or across the country. It's this huge, cumbersome piece of legislation that was implemented after the crisis in 2008 and 2009, and it's just really another overreach of federal government. So really watching that and putting in a couple of ideas and amendments to try and help our community banks and financial institutions. Also, simplifying the tax code. I mean, we need to eliminate provisions for special interest. We need to get rid of some of those loopholes. And Scott, you and I and everyone listening here knows we have a savings crisis, and we have to make sure that our tax code honors people that are thrifty and are setting dollars aside for their retirement and long-term care. We can't be nailing people and penalizing them because they're being responsible. So those have really been some things that I've been watching. I know we all are concerned about the national debt. I often am quite surprised when you ask people, do you know how many zeros are in a trillion? Well, folks, there's 12 zeros in a trillion, and we're getting up to $20 trillion in debt. And I don't think it's necessarily an issue of debt reduction, but we need to look at our spending restraints. And so those are some really great conversations. Nothing real animated, but folks just very passionate.
And, Kelly, the platform itself is always a big debate ahead of a convention. How much of the platform actually guides, in this case, a president? If Trump's elected, does he use the platform? Does history tell us the platform will guide policy?
Yeah. I think personally this platform is very, it's a conservative document, and it has a lot of just fundamental Republican and conservative principles. And so, yes, I think not only the president, but anybody in the Republican Party. I mean, the document is it's a good baseline guide for how to govern the country. And, you know, as Kelly said, get our economy and all our other issues back on track.
Kelly, you're a fellow pro-life warrior. There was some rumbling about Donald Trump suggesting the platform needed to be changed on that front. Did he get his wishes there, or did that come up, or is it exactly as it has been?
It didn't. It's exactly as it has been. There hasn't been a lot of, there was, you know, you get a lot of passion in the room, and that's the greatest thing is, you know, we live in a country where people can stand up and say what's on their mind and not be penalized for it. And so there was a lot of passion in the room, and there was passion in many, many ways, whether it was pro-life or it was different definitions of marriage, and people brought those amendments in. But I don't think anyone walked out of there feeling like they didn't accomplish something. And in the pro-life sector, I think we did well. And I still think we need to all continue to be compassionate for one another and remember that we're all Americans.
Great points. And thank you both, Kelly Armstrong, Kelly Schmidt from Cleveland. Doing some good work ahead of the national convention next week. More coming up.
You're
on What's on Your Mind.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
North Dakotans are protected from secondhand smoke in public places. But where you live can be putting you at risk. If you live in an apartment and your neighbor smokes, it can travel through ventilation systems and even walls, putting you at higher risk of heart disease, cancer, and stroke. If your building isn't completely smoke-free, neither you nor your loved ones are protected from the dangers of secondhand smoke. For help making your building smoke-free, visit smokefreehousingnd.com.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our network of buyers and through our 15 internet sites.
Speaking of internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com or call 701-347-2727. Art, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Yeah, I just want to remind y'all what Obama said when he quotes scripture. Might warm your heart a little bit, but you got to remember, Lucifer also knows scripture too, and that might be what him and Hillary might start using a lot of scripture to try to win. If Hillary does, of course, her mouth might start on fire. You might have to have an extinguisher here, but that was my comment for you.
All right. Again, you got to look into somebody's heart and say, are they using scripture because they believe it best helps them convey what they're trying to convey, or are they trying to do it to, you know, make us like them better or political, whatever. You don't know, but I hear you. We'll be on the lookout. More of your comments coming up on that. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Emailer says, best fries in the U.S., Hansel and Gretel's in Powell, Wyoming, with special salt and Roquefort dressing. I haven't heard the term Roquefort forever. I think the last time I had that was Camby, Minnesota, where my grandparents were at a farm down there. We go visit them. And I'm from Roquefort, you know. I know that, so I like that idea. Anyway, I want places I can visit. I'll get to Wyoming eventually, but, you know, anything closer, best fries, we want to know. And we have it up on Facebook and Twitter as well. 800-228-0550. We're in Rugby today. Gooseneck Implement going to tell you more about this beautiful new facility. Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us next hour, and we're going to take lots of calls on all these topics, so stick around. Lots to cover. In fact, I'm going to Jamestown next on the phone. So Kevin Borod is the head of this wonderful operation at Gooseneck Implement, is the CEO and general manager, and he is here along with Andy Arnston, and we're going to talk a little bit about this beautiful new facility with Andy in a second. One thing you forgot to mention on the financing for the auction, Kevin, that you wanted to share with folks.
Yes, we have done your financing available. We'll have people set up here, so it would really be nice if we could get it pre-approved so that was taken care of before you did buy something. But even if that is an issue, we will get you approved if everything works out. Ritchie Brothers is going to have their company here also, so we can finance through Ritchie Brothers or through Gooseneck Implement, John Deere Credit.
So a lot of financing options.
A lot of financing options,
and
guys.
If you want to get pre-approved and help, that's great, but otherwise do it right on site.
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct.
Yep. I mean, you got a bunch of seats back there ready for this thing to go, too. I want people to understand. I mean, rain or shine, this thing's going to go, and you got basically a little feeder set up to look at all this iron.
We're going to have at least 400 to 500 chairs available for people to be sitting on the inside. And also, we know there's going to be a lot of online bidders, too, but we're excited about it.
Great stuff. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Okay, let's see. Andy Arnston is here. And Andy is the store manager here in Rugby of the largest of all the Gooseneck Implement locations. Andy, how are you?
Good. Thanks for coming, Scott.
Yeah, nice to see you. So paint me a picture of this store. This is a beauty.
Yeah, this store, we started actually working on it, thinking about it in probably 2010. And at our first initial day here on June 20th here, our first moving day in our previous location was down the road here on Highway 2, about a mile. And we were actually working out of two locations. And the reason for building this store was to try and consolidate those two locations into one location. So pretty much we took our crew that we're running out of two stores, now we're running out of one facility. And currently the location right now that we're working out is 68,000 square foot. Our two previous locations together probably roughly around 28 total. So we just got a lot more room to work out of and really enjoying the new facility.
Now, you build a facility like that, 68,000 square feet in a community the size of Rugby, and it's a significant impact. So this is as much about, I would imagine, something that's been very well received and a reinvestment back in the town, huh?
Yeah, it is. And we had an opportunity to kind of design this building based off what we'd done at the other locations. The builder that we worked with was Kyan Construction out of Minnesota, and they've built quite a few John Deere dealerships in the Dakotas and also Minnesota, Nebraska, and whatnot. They've done three locations for us previous, and the location of Rugby here is the largest one, and kind of what we're seeing as we're looking at these other dealerships that are getting built, the size that the dealership in Rugby is pretty common to what these other stores are. So as we built them, we're starting to get bigger, and you always seems like when you get done building something, you always wish it was a little bit bigger, and I think we finally built the biggest one so far, and you never know what's going to happen down the road, I guess. And the facility that that we did build here is full. So no matter what you do, you seem like you fill it up.
So you have more opportunities for folks here in Rugby, obviously.
Well, yeah. You know, right now we got 32 full-time employees. 18 of those are in service. 8 are in parts. 6 are in sales and administration. But as we go down the road here, the economy is going to dictate that a little bit. But we do have room to add technicians and in the past year, what we've really been struggling with is trying to get the work out of the shop in a timely manner during the busy season and during the winter when those tough months hit us. How do you get everything in the shop to keep 18 technicians going? And right now we got enough room for at least 2 items in the shop per technician, and just depends on the size of it. Sometimes we get 3 items in there too. So when we do get socked in the winter and can't get equipment in because of the cold weather and snow and whatnot, we can get that shop full and work on it until we got some better weather to get equipment moving around, and that's definitely going to help us for our efficiency and just getting the product out the door.
Great service for farmers, you know, the customers of Gooseneck. You got, I would assume, a little more room for parts, too, so probably on-hand parts inventories upticked as well, huh?
Yeah, we do. You know, in the past, we were storing parts outside, which wasn't the best location for them. We had parts in storage bins outside or storage containers and an off-site facility, so if somebody came in for a part that wasn't there, the turnaround time to get them back and going out in the road was a lot longer, so hopefully that time of the transaction at the parts corner gets a little quicker because of that, and we do have much more room to store parts, and we went with a different type of storage system, Vidmar system, so everything's a little bit a little bit better organized, and we should be turning around the parts of the corner a lot quicker than we were in the past.
It is a sight to behold, folks. Beautiful facility along Highway 2. You're not going to miss this, just east of Rugby. Come on by and see them at Gooseneck Implement. Don't miss that big auction 1 week from today on the 20th. Thanks, Andy.
More. You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Imagine your bathroom transformed. A renovation that can happen in as little as a day. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnom to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. Here's the deal. Bath Planet is here now and taking calls right now for free estimates where they come and show you what your bathroom will look like digitally with a new tub or a shower. That's right. You can trust these folks. Bath Planet offers stylish, low-maintenance, affordable bath products that transform an old bath into a beautiful, safe retreat you'll love. Their innovative products, their knowledge of accessibility solutions for the home, and exceptional designs are just a few of the reasons why Bath Planet is the nation's fastest-growing bath remodeling company. Plus, they've earned the distinguished Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. A lifetime warranty, made in the USA. 19 colors to choose from. Call now, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289, or go to bathplanet.com/North Dakota for a free estimate.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.